now.
11 hour live. Now the lights dim low. Soon we'll start the show. Here comes Townhouse Network.
I thought that you needed me more. I would do most anything to
my sign. But I just keep on laughing, hiding the tears in my eyes. Cause boys don't cry. Boys don't cry. Boys don't cry.
The Cure from 1986's Mixed Up, which I think is rather appropriate. I'm LF Midwood. Welcome to this week's edition of Everybody Loves a Train Wreck. Anyway, let me get right to it. You know, I wanted to do a bigger show on Julian Assange, but I realized that, one, I kind of did a big show on Julian Assange a while ago, and two, there ain't a whole lot of new news to be added there other than the... I guess the prospect is the quote-unquote Mueller investigation is kind of getting, supposedly somewhere near wrapping it up this millennia, and they're looking into whether or not the Trump campaign people knew that WikiLeaks was going to be releasing the emails from the I had to think about this because it's big words from the DNC, from the Democratic National Committee, you know, the ones that everybody's apparently claiming that the Russians hacked but were actually released by Seth Rich. You know the ones I'm talking about, right? You know, the ones that basically indicated that Bernie got screwed over by his own people. You know the ones I'm talking about, right? So yeah, I think that that's really what they were kind of looking into that, and because apparently there's an unsealed arrest warrant, or is it a court something or another? I don't know. It's just a radio show. I'm not really good at this. So I think it was released to the public inadvertently in some other documents. I think there was some sort of clerical error. And it, as it turns out, it's real deal. Yeah, I think the U.S. government is looking to have him extradited here for charges. Now, I know I've explained my position on WikiLeaks before, and I find it to be kind of, I don't know if I'd call it conflicted, but I definitely, believe in the idea of WikiLeaks. I believe that, they are a legitimate journalistic organization. An organization of journalists. They actually have a better record than other news outlets. There you go. That's the term to use. They do actually, if you stop and look at their track record as far as accuracy and whatnot. So yeah, I definitely believe that they're useful. I definitely believe that they serve a purpose. I definitely believe that they should be protected under First Amendment, rights. They have First Amendment rights, and they should be protected in First Amendment, the idea of how journalism is protected under the First Amendment, however that may be. Yes, I do. I believe they should be afforded all those protections, not for nothing. I have an issue specifically with Snowden, who I think is eating borscht as we speak still, and who knows what Manning is, let alone what Manning is doing right now. I know, hard to tell, you know? So I have issues with them, particularly because of their the idea of that they were working for the U.S. military and that there might have been people's lives one way or another put at risk, or at least theoretically could have been. And I'm not comfortable with that at all. I think that their oath to the government, their oath to protect and serve or whatever variant that they were required, particularly Manning, was required to sign up for Trump's pretty much, pardon that term, Trump's pretty much everything else. That's my own take on the matter. So in the case of WikiLeaks, don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. That's my deal on that. As far as Assange himself goes, I believe the charges in, I think it was Sweden, the rape charges in Sweden were dropped, I believe. However, I think there might be some outstanding bail. I think he jumped bail. I think he was released on bail there and left. My understanding, and this really hasn't been talked about too much in the idea of My understanding is that he's been greatly restricted. He's still in the Peruvian embassy in London. But my understanding is that his internet access, which would be the lifeblood of the man's existence, I believe his internet access has been greatly curtailed by the Peruvian government, and I believe several other privileges, for lack of a better word, that he was being afforded there have also been minimized, but particularly the internet thing. I guess the Peruvian government is concerned with him, like maybe possibly plotting to overthrow other governments while he's still in their custody. Peruvia, you know, the little Peruvians, Peruvia, they invented the potato, just for your edification. I believe the Peruvian government, or at least the new regime of the Peruvian government, is extremely interested in protecting their relationship with, I just have to check something in here because it's irking me like you would not believe. The boys, don't cry. Nope, that's all the way up where it should be. This is good. Something doesn't sound right. The Midwood, something doesn't sound right. Can't tell you exactly what it is right now. Let me reach over here. Ooh, look at bright light. Look, you see my eyes? Look, see? Anybody who can email in and tell me what color my eyes are, who didn't already know what color they were before, will win something. I don't know. I'll send you something. Okay, let me get back in here. Maybe I'm just not working this bitch bad enough. That's what it is. You gotta fucking bend the fucking thing like that. There we go. Maybe that's helpful. I don't know. Yeah, it looks a little better now. So yeah, the current Peruvian regime is more interested in having better relations with the U.S. government than it is protecting free speech. So, It's rather interesting, and we'll have to see how it unfolds. I believe the internet access was curtailed. I really didn't want to be here tonight. Curtailed over a course of time. Occurred over a course of time, because I think that's been a big story. Like going back even a couple of few months, I know Cassandra Fairbanks, who I follow on Twitter, is all emotional about it, and I think there have been a whole bunch of people who have been concerned about what is going to be happening, as far as, because the English will extradite him in like a heartbeat, be like boom, like that, he'll be across. It won't even take 8 hours. They'll put him on some sort of, they'll get the French to take the friggin' the Concorde out of whack, you know. They'll pull a Concorde, they'll dust one off out of the hangar, and they'll get him back to the U.S. in like 4 minutes flat, like boop, no peanuts even. Didn't even have time to do your seatbelt, so, which would be nice if they actually could do that, but they can't. So yeah, I think that's what's going to be happening. I think ultimately, if this occurs in the next 2 years, which seems imminent, but it has seemed imminent for quite some time. And certainly, God willing, if President Trump is elected for another four, it's going to happen for sure within the next 6 years, possibly within the next 2 years. I think it'll be a real test of President Trump's guile there, his guts and whatnot, because the few interviews, or the few times, I wouldn't even call them interviews, the few times that he's been questioned, he has said he really doesn't know a whole lot about the case or the situation. So he's going to have to bring himself up to speed, or somebody's going to have to bring himself up to speed, unless he was fibbing on that. And he's going to have to make a decision as to whether he intervenes or not. Again, my preference would be that he does intervene, and that Mr. Assange is free to walk around and breathe the free air like all of us schmoes are. So, and I know I just mentioned the France a moment ago. You know, I think it's, what, a day in 3 days? It's 3 days of rioting in France. And, you know, the last couple of few times there have been riots in, I turned that friggin' thing up super loud when I was listening to the gear. That's what I do, you know. And I saw them do that live. And what happened is I forgot to turn it back. And I'm like, why the fuck am I so loud? Why? Tell me why. So anyway, better now. 3 days in a row rioting in France. I don't know if there are actually any casualties and whatnot. And they're running around in their safety vests. And those, they're required to keep those safety vests in their cars when they're you know, normally motoring around. And I think what the deal is that the price of diesel got raised, and it's like somewhere around like $6 now. So they're really upset about that. So they're running around doing all sorts of naughty things. And, you know, usually when you take riot, right, you think, because I know, like, the past couple of riots in France, it's been those generally the people from that they imported from Morocco, you know, for that cultural enrichment program that they got going on over there. And but this time it's not just that. But I'm sure the lefties will find a way to grab onto and glom onto the whenever, you know, any type of situation could be promoted to the type of situation that looks good for you. So I'm sure the lefties will be doing that. I think they don't like the guy over there. I think maybe they're maybe regretting they didn't vote for Le Pen. I think so. Maybe. I hope so. I don't know when their elections are coming up. It's got to be at least another. I don't even know how long they stay for. I don't know what their election looks like. They're so closely built on our system of government, you know, particularly the idea of their constitution was pretty much written by Thomas Jefferson himself, let alone the idea that they copied it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over there. But there's a lot of discontent in France. There's a lot of discontent in France. I think even latently, man, I so don't want to be here. Look at my eyes. I don't want to be here. It's like little puppy dog eyes. Please, just, you know, or better yet, little baby harp seal eyes. Just crush my head with a club. Please, 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 please. Anyway, France in general is kind of like whoop whoop whoop, not doing so good. You know, it's that cultural enrichment program that apparently has been instilled or instituted over there. I think even Kankles herself recently in an interview said that, and she's now kind of backtracking from. And I wonder if she's setting herself up to get into like maybe a little bit of like maybe appease like the mid-range people, you know, and the people in the middle. When she runs in 2020, because there's serious noise about her running in 2020. Can you believe that? I swear to you, I'm not making that up. I wish I were. I honestly wish to God I was making that up. But then again, by the same token, if she runs as a Democrat, well, then fuck yeah, you know? Because we obviously proved that that's not going to be a problem, you know. But if she runs as an independent and somehow the Democrats come up with someone, then I can't imagine. Maybe I'll get into this a little bit later in the show. I don't know what I want to talk about. I knew I wanted to do the Assange thing, but I basically covered that mostly in last shows. Like the last 2 minutes of last week's show, I think I covered. I did something other than blubber. And I covered the Assange situation. So now I just covered it in a little bit more detail. But I believe Kankles was on record pretty when it goes to saying that Europe needs to do something in regards to letting them know that they're not always going to be able to do this. Now, I presume they are the countries of the Middle East, particularly Syria, and I believe do this pretty much means take in as many refugees as, say, Germany and France and Italy, because Italy's like a mess now too. Italy has the Poland's again. Poland's sitting pretty. Poland's like, you know what? No, we don't want any brown people. No, no. Remember all those jokes? Remember all those Polish jokes? Well, now how you like me? So, hey, interesting. My server stopped and started. I don't know why that could be. Oh, that's frightening. That's frightening to see the light go from green to yellow to red and then back to green. I don't know what could have happened there. Because I know everything else is. Oh, I dropped 191 frames, and I'm dropping more frames. Oh, man. All right. This is the problem. You know what? In the olden days, right, they used to have friggin' people who did the control room, and then they would have people who actually were, like, talent. And the talent didn't have to worry about such matters as, oh, this is just a friggin' wreck. Talent didn't have to worry about stuff like this. This was strictly an engineering thing. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to, just for a second, I'm going to have to stop streaming. I'm still doing my audio thing, though. And I'm going to have to make sure that that's all good. It's me over here, okay? Let me check settings. This is fun. You get to do a little check with me while I'm live. Because you know what? I just love doing this shit while I'm live. It's my favorite fucking thing to do. Other than drill holes in my head. I haven't done that in a while. Let me make sure this looks good. This looks good. Nothing here changed. Nothing there changed. Nothing there changed. Okay. I'm going to start. Let's see. It's going to one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, for Mississippi. And why hasn't this... Let's see. I'm not getting the green. I don't know. What? Hey. Let's see. CPU's recording. I'm not getting anything. Wait. Yellow, green. Now we're green. Welcome back. Okay, this is the point where my producer has to edit these 2 points together. Right here. I'm going to make like it didn't happen now. So I was going on about how Kankles was saying that, nope, and again, there's an issue here. There's a major issue here, and I have to stop recording. I love doing technical stuff while I'm live. Like I said, it's my favorite thing to do. Let me see. Maybe it's the actual server itself. If I could fix this stuff myself, I generally like to do that. Did I tell you I didn't really want to be here? Did I mention that? Now, this isn't my desktop, so now I have to look around for the icons that I need, which are never anywhere near where I need them to be. That's not there. That's not there. That's not there. Where the fuck is the remote? There it is. Okay. I'm going to connect to the remote server. See if there's an issue. I'm suspecting there might be an issue with the actual video server. So let me piggy wiggy here. The actual box itself is up. Okay, that's great. Okay, that's interesting. So I'm going to kill that. Doing my bad rendition of The Cure. All right, I'm going to kill that. Excellent. That got killed. I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to open the server up there again. It's going to take a minute or two. For some reason, this software that I'm using missed a controller. I'm using do you want to create an account? Yes. Okay, that's kind of buggy that it's doing that. Username, password with a colon in between. Okay, let me do that. I'll explain what I'm doing as soon as I'm done doing it. Did that. And let me do that a little louder because I don't want you to know my password. Okay, so we did that. Okay, enter. That's a yes. It's asking me what protocols I want the server to run. Great. Okay, live stream failed. Okay, I think I would expect that. I'm not 100% sure. What I'm doing is I'm attempting to restart my video server. The box that the server is on is just dandy. It's very happy. It's very happy. Now we're going to... Is this mad? What's going on here? I've never seen it do this before. Okay. Yes. Okay. So now I'm going to build a stream from scratch. Let me see. Okay, so I'm going to go new stream. I gotta move this microphone. You can't see anything anyway. All right, so I'm gonna go like this. Just to keep thinking Cure. Just keep thinking Cure. Boys, don't cry. I can't sing. Should get some of that auto tune that Gymnasium keeps complaining about. We're going colon //. This is always fun stuff to do live. I think maybe I'm going to get an edit on all of this, :// Okay, and this would be, what is this server again? Oh, yeah, that's right. Eight. Okay, so we're going to, we're going to save that. Okay, so that now says that. This is not too bad, actually. I'd be freaking out if it was live. Alright, that should give us what we need, I'm hoping. So I'm gonna hit... Oh, let's see. Yeah, well, I don't know at what point it connected. It reconnected, so... I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to fix it, but it's okay now. I basically rebuilt the server while I was talking. What happened is for some reason, the actual video server that lives on the box. So the box was fine. I was able to get into the computer itself, but the actual server is a program that OBS, which is what the front end is. I'm using OBS. See, the camera feeds OBS and the audio goes to OBS, and then all of that goes on out to that video server. And then when it's also making a recording, by the way, which winds up being the archive. But when people watch live, and much to my amazement, people do watch live, that's what they watch. They go to the website, they hit live video, and there I am. So now I'm back. And what happened is I started to realize there was a problem because there's this little green light. See, when you hit start, it goes to yellow, and then it goes to green, right? And as long as that little red light over there is green, I know I'm good to go. So every now and then I kind of look at it out of the corner of my eye and I say, is that little red light green? Well, all of a sudden, the little red light started going from yellow to red to green to yellow to red to green. And now what I did was, is I went up to the server. I basically restarted the server. I built a new stream, which is what you're watching now, and came down and I hit start streaming, and now it's not recording. Wait. I'm going to have to... Okay. Hello. Here's a good point to come back in. Anyway. So like I was saying, it seems Cankles herself... How's that for a pro, folks? Cankles herself was talking about how Europe has got a problem, you know? Which is really kind of interesting, because a couple of years ago, she wasn't talking about Europe having a problem. Not at all. I would even say a couple of months ago, she wasn't talking about Europe having a friggin' problem with immigration / migration. But now she is. So I guess she's trying to capture the imagination of some of the people more. Because it's obviously, you know, you can't read the Voice of Europe or Russian Times or any of the English print European newspapers without there being some sort of obvious problem with the newfound enrichment that they are experiencing. So, yeah, definitely interesting. I'm trying to think about what else I saw in the news today that was really kind of interesting. Oh, obviously, this is a big one, and speaking of immigration, migration. Apparently, President Bush, geez, that's great, President Bush is no longer president. Okay. Apparently, President Trump has signed a agreement with the Mexican president. And the basis of this agreement is that refugees will now no longer be allowed into the United States as they're waiting for their status to be determined, which means they'll be held on the Mexican side of the border, which is really kind of interesting because I was discussing with a few people today, and it seems that what happens now is that when immigration catches someone at the border and they claim refugee status, they're taken into custody on the U.S. side. They're processed, they're given a court date, and then they are released to the U.S. side. There are no exact numbers on the people, you know, on the percentile of people who actually return for their court date. That is, their hearing to determine as to whether they qualify for refugee status or not. But I'm guessing it's between 0 and 1, 2, and 3. That's my guess. Yeah, you never really know. Anyway, it's an interesting start. And again, when we start talking about immigration, I feel I'm going to beat the same drum that I've kind of been beating for the longest time. And that is, we're not doing Mexico any favors by allowing people to come into this country. We're not. It may seem like we are, but we're not. All we're doing is enabling the country of Mexico. Mexico obviously needs some sort of revolution. And the more that we allow pressure to be taken off the situation via people allowing to leave and come here to a better life, the less likely there is to be a better life in Mexico for everyone else. So I say again, leave them there. Let them figure it out themselves. They already had one. There was already one Mexican Revolution. Apparently they need a second Mexican Revolution. And if they would like us to get involved with the cartels as far as intervention, fine. I think that might be coming anyway, not for nothing. That's a whole different matter. But then again, if we took care of the cartels, then there wouldn't be anything to be a refugee from other than poverty. And that pushes pressure back onto the government in Mexico. So that might be a good thing if we wind up doing that. But Mexico needs to solve Mexico's problems. The United States needs to solve United States problems. And one of the United States problems is that these fucking Mexicans just keep coming over the border. That's it. So we need to get that straightened, fixed, and you know, put that in and see if the super comes around and fixes that one. Hope so. Was there anything else in the news? I mean, like I said, I really just kind of, I'm really thinking about the Assange thing, and I think about the Assange thing, and I think about it like in terms of, I've been involved with broadcasting or narrowcasting, but particularly broadcasting for most of my adult life, I guess, or at least a good chunk of my adult life, and I always considered what we did to be serious journalism, because we did, there were stories that we covered. I mean, to a degree, we didn't go out into the field and we didn't have one of those little microphones that we could stick in someone's face, but we were always discussing, as I do now and as John Lightning continues to do on Shortwave on two Sundays a month, we've always discussed the affairs of the day with some interest. He's probably more interested than I am at this point in time. But we've always done that, and I would like to think that if there were some sort of, if someone for some reason came to us, one of either of us, with something that was whistleblowing type information, or that was some sort of news story that we could actually cover from beginning to end, I'd like to think that we would be considered journalists. You know, I would like to think that, the idea of blogs and some of, if not most of the better blogs on the internet are now, what did they refer to it as? I think it's the blogosphere now. Is that the term that they finally decided that they were going to go with? I think that those are journalists. I would say I get the vast majority of the news that I get, if not from Twitter. Yes, that's still true. And it's still very frightening. If not from Twitter, is at least from the internet and not necessarily from a major media news source. You know, there's plenty of guys, I think Matt Couch, I think, again, pointing towards Twitter and the American Media Network, America Media First Network, I forget what his name is. Just go to my Twitter account, Matt Couch, you'll find him. Still covers Seth Rich, by the way, so it's still kind of interesting. And he's actually done it rather in-depthly, meaning, I guess, it was never anything more than a conspiracy story to the major media, so they just kind of mentioned it kind of like in passing and in some sort of chuckling, amusing way. Kind of like they did with Q, if you know what I'm saying. Q, that's a whole other thing. Anyway, I would like to mention one particular thing about Q before I forget. Maybe a side note. Let me do the Q side note. It seems that Alex Jones and Corsi, you know, Jerome Corsi, because Corsi was covering that up the wazoo. At one point in time, it looked like it was Corsi's comeback. I mean, literally looked like his comeback from, like, you know, pretty much just being a guest somewhere to really having a niche again. And then somewhere along the line, they both denounced Q as being a total fraud, fake, phony, LARPing. Again, live action role playing, which actually sounds kind of interesting, but only in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying. So all of a sudden, very recently, they've both said that they jumped back on the Q train. Which is really, I don't know how I'm supposed to give, you know, because I was just talking about, I'll close that side note now. I was just talking about journalism and being taken seriously and the idea of how you don't need a billion-dollar skyscraper with a nice logo and pretty blonde, you know, news people up front at the desk, news desk people. You could actually be a citizen journalist. And again, we go back to Project Veritas, where, you know, the idea is if you are able to point your phone at something, or if you're able to actually type into your little phone's keyboard, any one of the keyboards, there's several there, I guess, then you could be a journalist, and you should be taken as seriously as any other journalist. There are people out there who are worthy of that respect. I, you know, speaking of which, not for nothing, see, one thing leads to another, and this is really kind of interesting. Laura Loomer, she of the they docked me and made my tires flat fame, and she, remember, she was the one a couple years ago who I believe in, there was a play in the park in New York, I think it was, I forget which park it was, but it was one of the smaller ones where they were depicting Julius Caesar, they were depicting the president as Julius Caesar and he was being murdered, and she ran up and she got all upset about that and she got all the coverage from that, and then she kind of parlayed that. She was big on, I believe she hooked up with Big League Politics, which is Fairchild's, thingy-majiggle, And she's been freelancing for some other places, but she was big on the Las Vegas stuff. She was huge. She's been following that story bigly, as they say, or at least as I say. She was just kicked off of Twitter permanently. She was like, I guess it's permabanned as opposed to, you know, we used to play D&D back in the days, you know, Dungeons and Dragons in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Just kidding on that one. It's actually rather funny though. And there was like dead, right? And then there was, you know, in dead you could be like resurrected if you could find someone who was willing to resurrect you and you were willing to pay for it. You could be resurrected and all of a sudden your character was back to death, you know, back to. And then there was what we call like permadead, you know. So she'd permadead as far as Twitter goes, right? And she's Jewish. Do I need to say more? You know, and she's part of that new right. Yeah, does that seem anti-Semitic? Anyway, she's part of that new right movement. You know, like New Coke. And you remember how well it went for New Coke, right? Right. Well, the new right are all the alt-right people who now, after they've ridden the alt-right train into the American consciousness, because they were nobody prior to the major alt-right movement that helped elect President Bush, President Trump. I don't know why I keep doing that tonight. I guess I have a fear of President Trump turning into a neocon. I guess that's what it is. They rode the coattails, and now that that's all done, they want to be disassociated with the racism and particularly the anti-Semitism. So they're now calling themselves the new right. So it's like alt-right light, really, I guess you could call it. But anyway, so she's one of those, you know, obviously being Jewish, it would make sense, right? And here's the really, really, really interesting part, and actually kind of cool, even though I don't like her. President Bush said that he's going to have the Attorney General look into what the situation was surrounding how her history on the social media platform and how and why she was banned, and that's huge. He tweeted that, like, I don't know how long ago, maybe this evening or maybe yesterday. I'm a little bit off. I'm always a little bit off now, unfortunately. So that's utterly and totally fascinating, you know? So I'm left with, I'm going back to just a little thread of consciousness here, a little stream. I'm going back to Assange and WikiLeaks and First Amendment rights as far as journalists goes in journalism. I always kind of took what I did seriously, and I on a good week, I take what I do here seriously. I'm not a news outlet. I don't claim to be a news outlet. This is strictly opinion. I am opining, as someone would say, on pontificacy. I don't consider myself to be a journalist, but I would like to think that if I ever actually pulled my SHIT together, that I could be, that I could aspire to be. I could have standards. I could do due diligence. That's my dinner coming back up, by the way. Ham. Yeah. We had turkey. Thanksgiving was turkey, yay, and stuffing and green bean casserole. And then for 2 days, and a couple of turkey sandwiches last night with not enough mayo. And then Saturday, which is today, we cracked open a nice spiral ham. And then we're going to have spiral ham tomorrow. And then we're going to have turkey soup from whatever the carcass was on Monday. And probably some split pea soup with some ham in it, probably maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, with putting a good amount of ham aside. We don't do it with the ham bone anymore, the whole cart ham thing, you know, because it gets too fatty. It's just too much. We just take some of the ham and we kind of dice it and we put it in, and it turns out good. I'm not complaining. But anyway, so that was my that's been my menu for the beginning of the holiday season, if anybody was actually interested in that. And I know some of you are very, very, very concerned about my well-being. Oh, man. That being said, I think that the internet offers, I think the internet, the internet's changed everything. I think that's a pretty cool statement. But I think within the idea of what journalism is and what journalism could be, I think has utterly and totally changed. You know, we've gone from what was basically, and again, I'll point towards the camera on the phone. We've gone towards what was basically, you look at something like Rodney King. That incident was recorded on a VHS camera. That thing, it wasn't tiny, but it wasn't that big. I mean, it was, you know, the size of a, don't know how big it was, actually. Couldn't have been. That'd be like that. Something along the lines of that. And like that wide. I mean, it was a pretty serious camera to have a, you know, have a VHS camera back in the day. And I think we saw how that particular video set the world on fire. I'm sure there's a lot of other video that has been taken, instances that have gone in and become huge. Not just, I guess the term is viral. I mean, did the term viral exist during the Rodney King incident? No, I don't think it did. But yet, and somehow it did go viral because the news agencies picked up on it. Right? Okay, wait a second. What did he say? Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. Quote, unquote, the legitimate news agencies. Legitimate news agencies. I did that out of sync. Legitimate news agencies. I just enjoy fucking with people's heads. I was going to drink tonight, but I forgot. You know how bad it is when you forget that you're going to drink to forget something? You know how bad that is? I think I just invented something. I'm not quite sure what it's called, but I think I just invented something. Yeah. So I kind of, you know, I think WikiLeaks has infrastructure all over the world. I think the idea is, not for nothing, I have to wonder to whatever degree if the U.S. government as a whole, now this goes beyond the Republicans and the Democrats, or the Democrats and Republicans, whichever order you care to put them in. This goes beyond the idea of what they wish to hide, what someone has something to hide, you know, some sort of distraction factor. I think it would be a serious mistake if WikiLeaks is if their head person in charge, the boss. I always wanted to be the boss. Anyway, if the boss is criminally prosecuted, I don't know what it's going to do. I mean, as far as fees and stuff that he's going to have to defend himself with unless he's independently wealthy, and I don't know if that's actually the case. I'm not 100% sure. I think WikiLeaks is news for the people, by the people, on a global scale. So now the idea becomes, no. I just honestly, in my heart of hearts, I just can't see shutting WikiLeaks down. It just doesn't make any sense. Or even, obviously, prosecuting Assange. I just want to ask Julian Assange. 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 Yeah, I like it. I do. And he's got some people. He's you know, there's a lot of lefties behind him, which is kind of nice. But I don't. I'd be interested in seeing. Unfortunately, if this stuff actually does get litigated to some degree, and he is charged with some sort of something against the U.S. government, because I think that's what it's going to be. I think it's going to be mostly the Manning and the Snowden stuff. I think it's going to be some version of treason or something along those lines, if they do actually get around to charging him. I'd like to see how the Democrats react, because he was a darling of the left for a little while there, and the Democrats. See, but this is the thing, and this is what I always said about WikiLeaks, you know, it's the idea is that it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Because you could, like, really be into a wiki, you know, like when the emails, the DNC emails were being released, or you know, any number of the Podesta email. Well, I guess the Podesta stuff would count as the DNC emails. But that was such a large block of information. So, what, you know, if you, like, separate stuff. But it's like it used to be, like, people who were, like, oh, what wikis are you following? You know, and you would immediately know that they were referring to you know, what it is with Assange? I think it's also, I think they're upset about the one that was released going back a year and change ago. About the hacking tools and what the CIA uses as hacking tools. I think that information was released in detail. I can't remember the name of the particular wiki, but it was a pretty big one, if you recall. I think they're on his case about that too, you know, and that's where the kind of national security issues come into play. The rest of it's just plain old fucking embarrassing, but I think that is national security issues coming into play. So yeah, I mean, I'm just sitting waiting to see what happens. And like I said, I think it'll be a real test of President Trump's, are you for the people or are you against the people? That's really all what it matters, you know, what it comes down to. And basically all that matters to me. All right, this is going to be a train wreck of a show. I mentioned train wreck up front. Yeah, and that's really what it turned into. I had, you know, it wasn't even a technical issue. It was just something so stupid, you know. I left the server running all week, and sometimes it doesn't like it. So it's always best for me to restart it, the video server, not the, you know, not the thing that serves the web server, but the actual video server. It don't like it. It's very, very not happy about that. So I'm going to have to shut it and restart it every week, which is what a prudent person would do. But I've never been accused of being prudent. Now am I? Nope. Not once. I don't know. Maybe if I live long enough to get old, maybe I'll start to learn. I don't know. I can't tell you. But I'll be doing that going forward. I'll definitely be making sure that happens so we don't have this recurring issue. But so, yeah, I got kind of derailed by that. My head wasn't in the game when I started things up, actually. I got just stuff. Just distraction and stuff and things that I probably should just leave alone anyway. But it's hard sometimes. So that's that. I mean, I'm just trying to think about if there's anything else that I'd really like to, you know, yammer about for the X number of few minutes that I'm going to be live. So I talked about Assange and, you know, and I do have to say, like, you know, when I go back to talking about, like, the pirate days and R&I on shortwave and the prospect of R&I turning into a shortwave station. I'm not talking about BCQ, but there was a while there where we had hoped to get some sort of other outlet before BCQ came along. And I suppose BCQ itself, I don't know, I'm seriously disconnected, so I can't really comment on any of that. And I don't really care to, but I just always kind of thought that we were real, that we were a threat to, in an honest sense, in the sense that we were honest and we were looking to be honest and disclose the truth as much as we could. I always kind of envisioned R&I at some point in time being that, you know. Now, granted, I was a child, I was a mere child when most of this was occurring, but I had hopes, I had dreams for a lot of things, and that didn't wind up seeing fruition in the way that I would have liked, obviously. I know Randy wound up with some low power FM for the X last number of years of her life. I know BCQ is still going, so I suppose, you know, once again, these things go on without me. My dream comes through for somebody else, which is awesome. You get a little tired of that, and makes you a little tired. The whole thing makes you a little tired, quite frankly. And I made it into the chair. I would like some sort of kudos for making it into the chair. I have to make it into the chair. I'm basically contractually obligated at this point to make it into the fucking chair every week. So, feelings aside, I hope that Assange gets left alone. I hope that, whatever the legal aspect that needs to be cleared up in the U.S. gets cleared up. And I hope the man can leave. I hope he can just walk the fuck out of there, because that's, like, kind of ridiculous. I can't imagine not seeing the direct sky for, what's it been, 6 years that guy's been holed up in there? And now the last year and a half with restricted internet access? I mean, if you restricted my internet access, I would go nuts. Everything is off the internet. Everything except my phone line, my actual phone, not the, you know, the Android fun stuff on here. But the actual phone, you know, the thing I actually use to talk to people with, those people still willing to talk to me, I might add, that's all, you know, that's not internet. But all the rest of it is internet. The data 4G line on my phone is 100%, you know, whatever my allotment is. I sit there in my doctor's office. And can you see what this is? I don't even know if you can see what my current wallpaper is. I don't know, maybe because of the glare. Yeah, there is a decent shot of it. It's a depiction of spiritual warfare. Isn't that interesting? I always want. There's a light. Look, you can see a light. There's those two friggin' lights. Like my former fucking mother-in-law, just in my face. Urgh. Anyway, it's a depiction of spiritual warfare, and it's not the, you know, it's not like the Raphael big one from the Renaissance with it goes away too quickly with Saint Michael standing on Satan. This is more the angels coming from above and the angels from below, because everybody was still an angel back then, huh? Life must have been so much friggin' easier when everybody was an angel, huh? Not so much now. Anyway, I got a tune I'm gonna play, and then I'm gonna get the honk out of here, because I really shouldn't be allowed to be on the radio at this point in time. See, and I can recognize that. I wish somebody would share that information with friends of mine. It's time to go. It's time to leave. All right, anyway, so let me go to this and this. I'll see you next week, same time. Please head over to lfmidwood.com.
Been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.